Been a while. It's been almost a year.
I know how long it's been.
I can't write it. I'm afraid to write it.
We gave you a sizable advance. Now you tell me, a year later, you haven't even started it.
It's on tapes. A series of tapes. When you hear them, you'll understand.
What will I understand?
How far I've gone. How dangerous this whole thing is.
Thank you. "Excuse me," is what the man said. "Hi, Alex. This is Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Jonathan Q, CITR, unceded Musqueam Coast Salish land is where we are broadcasting from today, every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time. Alex, how the heck are you doing?
You know what? I'm doing okay. I'm doing pretty good. There was a film crew in here earlier. Did you already mention that on your show?
No, absolutely not. This is the first thing I've... Hold on, Alex. That is not the correct... You silly... We didn't even put you on the correct microphone. Could you talk again now,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, hi. Yeah,
okay, there we go.
Hi. Did you mention that there was a film crew already?
No. I was in a film, as it turns out.
Yeah, a promotional film for the new space here at the...
This constant promotion culture that we exist within, where everything is always being promoted or being... shown light upon. It's inescapable, this hexagonal culture of shapes and dimensions which go beyond the intuitions and the fickle humanities, the thoughts and feelings of people. It's a pure shape culture that we occupy now. The purity of rectangles and octagons and squares, the impeccable object and concept in space, the square, a perfect 2x2 dimension. What we just heard, and what we're hearing right now, is actually a first song that we heard, and I had to put the songs on first because, as Alex was saying, we were being filmed in here, was Transcranial Targets from CHXFX, the album Transcranial Targets. The song Tape Scrunchies, and right now we're hearing Tracking Shots. After that we heard a song from UK producer Visionist, Victim, the lead single off upcoming debut album from Visionist, which is releasing on Pan Records. The album is, of course, called Safe, and it has a lot to do with his insecurities, the wavering back and forth of neurosis and anxiety. Alex, what do you have to say about these things? And you are going to the UK too. Are you going to be hitting up these club scenes and street cipher specters? Are you going to be a man about town in the old classical English aoriviste sense of the word?
I mean, I don't know that that's what they were thinking of in the old classical English sense of the word, but I don't. Maybe I'm too insecure to go to these sorts of clubs and stuff. Maybe I'm not safe enough. Maybe I don't have the vision.
You see, Alex, for two men like us, so insecure and yet rife with the undeniable privilege that being, like, the unjust, of course, privilege and patriarchal privilege of being a man on this planet, the biases social that exists there, and yet there's that odd sort of disjunct for poor weaklings, nerds such as us who pond scum at the bottom of this proverbial pit, who feel as if they cannot grasp that privilege and the anxiety that comes with that. Do you not feel as if we are both the greatest criminals and also the greatest victims?
I feel like I'm trapped in a geometry.
Coming up next, Minimal Violence Husbands. Minimal Violence just released a tape on Gennaro, which is the all-women's electronic label in Vancouver, headed by Soledad Munoz. And after that, we're going to hear some Freak Heat Waves and N213, who are doing a show tonight at... Oh, gosh, the Hindenburg? You made the ad, Alex.
That's right, it is the Hindenburg.
All right, well, make your way to the Hindenburg tonight, because those two bands will be playing along with some more, and, of course, Minimal Violence, who you're just about to hear, the track Husbands, releasing their tape, The Heavy Slave, on Gennaro Records.
Main Events presents Dutch symphonic metal titans Epica and Swiss folk metalers LVT co-headlining on September 22nd in Vancouver at the Vogue Theater. Canada's The Agonist opening the show. Tickets available at Ticketfly.com. Union Events and Straight Records. That's Epica and LVT with The Agonist. September 22nd at the Vogue Theater.
It's time to unlock the bathroom door and talk about Crohn's and colitis. They're lifelong diseases. They're on the rise among children under 10, and they involve severe abdominal pain, chronic diarrhea, and for many people, life-altering surgery. They're mired in secrecy and embarrassment, ignorance and fear, which only adds to the pain. It's time to make it stop. Crohn's and colitis. Make it stop. For life.
Union Visit CrohnsandColitis.ca. Symphonic metal titans Epica and Swiss folk metalers LVT. Go headlining on September 22nd.
Fantastic, Alex. What do you think about what's been happening around Vancouver recently?
What do you mean, what's been happening around Vancouver?
Okay, what we just heard from the last track, I actually played this out of order. You're supposed to hear Jay is Silent from N213's Skin Hunger. Second in that queue, but instead you heard Freak Heat Waves again, both N213 and Freak Heat Waves will be playing tonight. You heard Freak Heat Waves inaugural Temple Pulse off their album from this year, Bonnie's State of Mind. And before that, you heard Minimal Violence, the track Husbands. Yes, Alex, how have you been feeling in this past little bit?
What, I mean, I'm feeling good. I don't know why you played the Epica twice. Why did you do that, John? Can you tell us more about your motivations for playing that ad twice? That's not answering my question. Why?
Union Events presents Dutch symphonic metal titans Epica and Swiss folk metalers LVT co-headlining on September 22nd in Vancouver at the Vogue Theater. Canada's The Agonist opening the show.
Alex, I don't have time for these interrogations. Listen, I'm trying to do a serious music program.
That's Epica
here at CITR. Really, this is just proved to be an unmitigated series of disruptions in my perfect geometric stream.
You had the show all planned out.
Mission Impossible 5 in theaters now. Is he going to do it again? Is Tom Cruise
going to
what did you think?
I thought it was...
Is Jeremy Renner a good actor?
Who knows?
Is he a good actor, like in the orthodox sense? Does he have the scent of an actor?
It's true. He has what we would call a classic actor scent. He smells like an actor from, you know, the 1700s.
Wow.
Shakespearean. Very Shakespearean. Jeremy.
Wow.
Renner.
Speaking of accolades, Ramsey, Hootie Kingdom, is coming up next off the album, the tape on 1080p. I think it's Ramsey's overall third release, the album Hoodie Kush. And I've been playing a lot of Ramsey recently, but I saw and I covered her for Discorder in a feature article for the July-August issue, which you can still pick up. You can still go check that out. However, I saw something the other day. Wire, the prestigious underground magazine of musics, prestigious magazine of underground musics out of the UK, is doing a feature on Ramsey, Vancouver's very own. I know she just moved here in January from Montreal, but Vancouver's very own Ramsey getting a feature in Wire magazine. That's pretty cool, with Adam Harper, one of my favorite contemporary music journalists, does a lot of stuff on new electronic music, wrote pretty much the definitive article linking critiques of late capitalism with the nascent vaporwave genre on Dummy. Has his own blog. Check him out. Adam Harper. Google him. Adam Harper Musics. Something like that. Who knows? Yeah, so that's I think that's super cool. Like I was in contact with this artist before she hit the limelight. That's an exaggeration, of course. There's nothing to be. I'm no one.
You are no one.
This is nothing. This is nothing but a series of shapes
and interruptions.
And sounds.
Perfect score.
After that, we have, speaking of Vaporwave, we have a song coming up from Remember off a new album on, oh my gosh, what is this? Sorry, I'm going to bring the label for that up. And then after that, we're going to have a track from Alyssa Crampton's new album, the eponymous track American Drift, featuring spoken word poet Mani Ala. And that is what we are about to hear. And sorry, yes, Dream Catalog is what Remember's album is off of, and it was just released this month, just today, in fact. Sorry, yes, it was in fact released just today. Sold out already. All physical copies sold out already. Dream Catalog becoming incredibly popular in this niche genre, although Vaporwave, to some extent, has been commodified. You know, the new MTV aesthetic, if you go on the MTV site, they are now doing Vaporwave. That is what the kids, this is what Viacom, at least, thinks that people are into. You know, it's the authentic, the inauthentic as the real. Simulacrum, Baudrillard, Cayenne, Iscazzi, etc., world out of balance, tragedy.
Union Events presents Dutch Symphonic Metal Titans, Epica, and Swiss Folk Metalers, LVT, co-headlining on September 22nd in Vancouver at the Vogue Theater.
flower despond. Trampler, mangler, mauler, butcher. Wrecked, naked like a worm. The gross bulls encompass me. Save me from the dog's mouth. Blaze on, you quandary of stars. Blaze just Orion. Climb. Roar Shenandoah. Impossible fall. Falling. Fevered rock. Us. Us. Hewed out the mountain. Come rolling. Come tearing down. Peel. Quake Shenandoah. Impossible fall. Blaze just Orion. Blaze cool water. Blaze spoiled signage. O foul augury. Slip infinity. Trace from torn edge. Pierced exactly. Pinned to the exact. Pinned to heat. Marked on the precise. Incapacitated. Incapacitating. To fountain fly. Words of my roaring. Blue ridge stay blue. Bright wings stay bright. Eye strings snap. O calyx shining moon. Primeval gash. Mar. Cleave the rock. Splinter sea. Splintered host. Flung out. Lob thing. Damn shadow man. Sun whose limit is your infinity alone. Unfolded. Unfolding. Here. Limit with us. Narrow place. Stretched and frightfully flayed. O thing. Toad whose home is the ribcage. Water clinched the rock. River run footless. Trace the bend. O bluff wrapped in light. O talus sloped speared summit. O earthwork and eyeball. Varicose and branch. Garden, night, cup, calcified. Garden, night, cup, calcified. Here. Here.
Union Events presents Dutch Symphonic Metal Titans, Epica, and Swiss Folk Metalers, LVT, co-headlining on September 22nd in Vancouver at the Vogue Theater. Canada's The Agonist opening the show.
The Vancouver Queer Film Festival runs this year from August 13th to 23rd. Check out spotlights on homebrewed Canadian craft, deeply moving Latin American films, gender debunking heroes, and a ton of youth-rated films. For more information, as well as tickets, six packs, and super passes, visit queerfilmfestival.ca.
Into sound. Hi, this is DJ Wah, inviting you to join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CITR for Techno Progressivo. Techno Progressivo is the only radio show in Vancouver where you'll hear the best mix of new tech house, techno, and progressive house.
Hey, body, bang. Hey.
So join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. for Techno Progressivo.
House music. House music.
When a program on a radio station seeks to transcend the material boundaries of the genre, spinning out in a myriad improvisational tangents and tendrils, spitting in the dark, so as to say, in hopes of exceeding and striving out and unlocking new modes of thinking, new ways of being, and the capacity to experience this thing we call life in ways heretofore unknown.
Is that why you played the ad so many times?
This is Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, broadcasting live from unceded Coast Salish lands, Musqueam land. And what we just heard was Alicia Crampton's American Drift featuring Money Allah, new album from producer Alyssa Crampton, formerly known as E Plus E, living in rural Virginia. Using work that has a sort of mutative quality means that she understands her own trans identity. Very, very interesting stuff. And in the past, very violent music. Music that is definitely incorporating a lot of rural violence and that the fear of even artillery, like firearms, things like that, material, like sort of punishments and or punitive aggressions from the community from which she's surrounded. Before that, we heard Remember on Dream Catalog. Just an excerpt from one of the tracks on there. I believe it was Please Love Me, the opening track that we played. And before that, we heard Hootie Kingdom from Ramsey. And we're about to enter the final suite of music here. It's going to be quite noisy. It's going to be quite ostentatious and self-declarative. Little music people, imagine if you will, little music people with dirty sugary hands, like sugar cookery hands, and they're just grabbing at you. They're grabbing at your pants and your legs, and they're just like, please pay attention to me, please. Justify my existence by deigning to look upon me. What we're about to hear is some Aura Clemente, which is the pen name of Cries Cole out of Winnipeg, sound artist, improvisational artist Cries Cole. After that, we're going to hear some Dave Phillips and Hiroshi Hasegawa with the new album Antophilia Genocide, a noise album that is working with insectile rhythms amplified to incredible levels. And finally, we're going to hear Our Love Will Destroy the World, which is, I believe, a Brian Mitchell project. If that is his name correctly, I'm not quite sure, but the artist for Our Love Will Destroy the World, based in New Zealand, one of those noise artists with a retinue of about 50 releases or so, this is the latest album, and it is Carnivorous Rainbows. We're going to hear some Hades Iron Horizon, and then we are going to hear Steve Zhang, of Asian 101. And this is correct, I'm sorry, I always get Asian Wave 101. Asian Wave 101, yes. And it's always to do with the newest in contemporary Asian music, contemporary Asian pop, Chinese pop, Japanese pop, Korean pop. He's always incredibly informed, up-to-date, gives you detailed synopses of the multiple ways in which songs work, the plotting, the themes, but also relating those to industry facts and facts about the artists themselves. So stay tuned for that. And at 5, we're going to hear the arts report. I'm looking at Jake right now. I'm piercing into his steely blue Canadian eyes. And the chestnut locks of hair, and the plaid shirt. That is just... Anyhow, Ora Clemente. Up next, we're going to hear a track from Ora Clemente now. And thank you for joining me today on Cue It Up, CITR 101.9. Alex.
It was my pleasure. But please don't play that ad again.
What ad?
Epica and Agonist.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Why would I play an ad?
You're right. Yeah, that didn't happen.
Thank you.
Hey, it's John again. Coming up next, Asian Wave. You're listening right now to Our Love Will Destroy the World. And it's actually Campbell Neal out of New Zealand, not Brian Mitchell. I don't know where I got that name from. At any rate, I guess segue into something a bit more immediately pleasurable. This is a nice way to prepare for Asian Wave 101. And again, tune in next week, cue it up. We're going to explore all kinds of shapes and colors. And Alex, do you have anything parting to say?
Yeah, it's Asian Wave 101.
Yes, Asian Wave 101.
Yeah, stay tuned for that. And then the arts report at 5.
Do you have anything more to say?
Yeah. Jake is now staring into your soul.
Do you have anything else to say?
Yeah. Life is a perfect square.
Do you have anything else to say?
Uh-huh. Epica.
Do you have anything else to say, though?
The Vogue Theater!
Oh my gosh, that's not what I...
Okay.
That's not what I asked for, man.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't have anything else to say.
We're just going to put on some Julie Holter, you know? New album coming out, really nice. Really digging it. The music I've heard so far, anyway. Yeah, cue it up, I guess. Go forth and do that, because it's what the title says. Yeah, you have to do what signs tell you to do.